兄姐妹，我们一起祷告。
Brothers, sisters, let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，爱我们的主耶稣基督。
Our heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus, who loves us.
我们心里充满了感激。
We are full of thanks.
充满了感谢。
And we thank you.
充满了赞美。
We're full of praises.
因为我们没有做任何一件事情，我们可以得到这一切。
Because we have done nothing that so we may can receive this.
都是你为我们所成就的。
It's all you have accomplished for us.
我们感谢你，你赐圣灵下来。
We thank you for giving us the Spirit.
让我们能够与你联合。
So that we may be united with you.
让我们有你的生命在我们里头。
So that we may have life in us.
所以我们可以活出来你自己那丰盛的生命。
So that we may live out your abundant life.
这就是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们把这段时间都仰望在你的手中。
We also present this time into thy hands.
求你自己用你自己的借你的圣灵，用你的话来光照我们。
May you use your words to shine upon us.
我们相信你的话真的是有能力的。
We believe that your word is full of power.
可以改变我们的思想。
And can change our thoughts.
可以改变我们的行为。
And change our deeds.
改变我们的生命。
And change our life.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们真的是定义要听你自己的话。
We are determined to listen to your words.
我们感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We give thanks and pray in the holy name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢神啊，这
We thank God.
这几个月来，我一个月我们来一次哈、啊。那么这几个月来，我们停留在马太福音第六章第一节到第十八节。
Every month we have been spending time on Matthew, and now we're beginning on Matthew 6, verse 16 to 18.
这段经文可以延伸到第二十一节。
And this passage can extend into verse 21.
或者我们可以看延伸到三十四节。
Or even extend to verse 34.
如果我们这样子延伸下去，我们就能够明白主耶稣他为什么在这里论到这三件事情。
Now, if we extend our passage, we will understand why does Jesus at this point emphasize on the three things.
21节那边告诉我们，叫我们积财宝在天上。
So in verse 21, it says we should accumulate treasure in heaven.
那么我们有的时候很难想象这个积财宝在天上是什么意思。
Sometimes we cannot understand what they mean by laid up treasure in heaven.
决定不是我们现在地上所看到的这些东西。
I'm sure it's not what we can see on the earth.
比方讲金钱呢。
Let's say money.
或者是其他的跟金钱有关的东西。
Or other things related to money.
然后我们再继续如果看下去的话，他就讲到说一个人不能侍奉两个主。
If we continue, he says one cannot serve two lords.
那他叫我们叫我们依靠他。
He told us to depend on him.
凡事都依靠他。
We depend on him in all things.
这样子我们再回过头来看这三件事情，我们就会比较清楚。
If then we come back and look at these three things, it become clear.
我们现在在念第六章第一节，我们一起来念一遍。
Let's now read chapter 6 verse 1 together.
你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见。若是这样，就不能得你们天父的赏赐了。好，在这里他一开始他就讲说，你们要小心。
At the very beginning, it says beware.
主这样子警告我们。
The Lord is warning us.
表示这是一件非常非常重要的事情。
So it means this is a very important matter.
他先告诉我们不可将，如果用新译本啊，他说不可将你们的义行在人的面前。
He tells us not to practice your righteousness before man.
他告诉我们不要故意的叫人看见。
Do not deliberately let people see it.
所以我们从这里可以看到，他就说
Because this kind of righteousness cannot receive reward from the Father. It's not what God loves. And then the Lord Jesus continues to explain three things to warn us. So I think these three things are very easy to make us become hypocrites. The first is giving alms.
It's
related to our money. Money is important to us, right?
那么第21节那边就告诉我们你的钱在哪里你的心就在哪里
So in verse 21 it says where your money is there your heart also.
其实这句话很清楚的,
so this is very clear.
就告诉我们他说我们的心是跟着我们的钱走的
to tell us our heart follows the money.
我们常常讲说要一个人把钱拿出来真的像要他的命一样是不是
We often say if you tell people to give your money it's if you're asking for his life.
所以他举这个例子让我们知道我们很容易假冒为善
So he used this example teaches us we can easily become a hypocrite.
那么这个施舍不是说只是救济而且是在那个他们在圣殿里面他们设了有一个地方他们可以把这个金钱放在里面可以帮助他们穷苦的人
So to give alms is when they have a special place in the temple to put the money there and to be used to help the poor. And many people can see it. And the second was a prayer. This is praying to God. This can tell us how much we depend on God. Because it teaches us, do not like the Gentiles, and they often repeat their prayer. They believe if they repeat it more, they can receive it.
那么从主举这个例子，我们也可以知道，祷告是很容易让我们假冒为善。
From this example, we also learned that prayer can make us hypocrites.
但是重要的，他在后面举了一个祷告的例子。
The most important is that he had given an example of a prayer.
他也是希望我们这样子祷告。
He teaches hope us to pray that way.
其实你发现他要我们的祷告只有三件事情很重要的。
There are only three very important things he asked us to pray.
特别是在前面三个。
They're the first three.
一个就是求神的国。
Seeking the kingdom of God.
就是求神的名。
And seeking the name of God.
那么, 还有就是他的旨意行在地上。
And then is His will be done on earth.
这个说真的话, 很多时候我们也很容易变成假冒为善。
So this also makes us easily to be a hypocrite.
那么最后一件就是我们今天要谈的。
The last is what we're going to be talking today.
也就是在禁食的事情上面。
It's regarding fasting.
那么在这三个例子里面, 它有两个句子一再的重复。
In those verses, there are two things that he repeated.
第一个就是不可像那些假冒为善的人, 故意要得人的赏赐，故意叫人看见。
Do not be like those hypocrites. They deliberately want the people to see it.
第二个句子就是说，要人求神的报偿。And
the second ask us to seek God's reward repayment.
我们先来看他第二个重复的句子，他要我们人追求的是从神那里得来的，从神那里来的报答。
So the second we're going to see is we need to ask and seek the reward from God.
然后他说神是在暗中。
He says God is in secret.
其实并不是讲说神真的是躲在一个墙角然后看你有没有做这些事情。
It doesn't mean God is hiding in a corner and watching.
圣经上我们看见神他是无所不在的。
We know that God is omnipotent.
黑暗对他来讲,
darkness to him is like light.
他说你如果藏在黑暗里面,
even you hide in dark, God can see through it.
神不要光的, 神不要像我们看东西, 还要有光,
God is not like us. We only can see it when there is light, but God can see without it.
他随处都可以看得到,
he can see everywhere.
他知道我们人的心,
he knows our hearts.
他是无所不知的,
he is omniscient.
希伯来书那边告诉我们说,
so in Hebrew says that all things are open to him.
他的话, 其实他的话, 对我们来讲, 我们所有心里面的思想, 我们所有的主张, 我们的主义, 别人还不知道的时候, 他就已经晓得了。
So we, according to us, whatever we think, whatever we wanted to do, he, even other people do know, he knows.
因为他是主,
because he's the Lord.
他是创造我们的神,
he is the God who created us.
我们从旧约里面我们就看见一个人犯了罪, 他是没有办法在神面前隐藏的。
So from the Old Testament we know once we have sinned, we cannot hide our sin.
他知道我们人心里面在想什么,
he knows what the world is thinking.
在创世纪里面当人犯了罪之后, 到了第六章, 他就讲了一句话, 他说他知道人心里面天天所思想的都是恶。
So in chapter 6 of Genesis, God said he knows all man thinks every day is evil.
所以他告诉我们不要假冒为善。
So he tells us not to be a hypocrite.
也许人家看不见你。
Maybe they don't see you.
很多时候我们, 常常有人说啊, 我记得有一个年轻人, 他结婚, 结婚了一阵子, 他有一次他就跑来找我。
I remember there was a young man after he get married for a while, he came to ask me.
他在家里面跟他太太有很大的矛盾。
They have some conflicts between the two of them.
也有很多的问题。
There are many problems.
他讲，我就问他，我说你为什么会做这些事情？
So I asked him, why did you do all these things?
他说，我在家里面我不需要装嘛。
He says, you know, I don't have to pretend when I'm home.
我就问他，我说，所以你的意思就是说你本相是什么样子，所以你在家里面就是完全表露出来。
So I was asking, does that mean that you're showing your true face in your home?
那我说你在外面呢，在公司里面呢？他说哦，大家都认为我是一个蛮好的人呐。But
so how about the people at work? He said they think I'm a pretty decent guy.
那我说为什么你在家里面跟你在公司里面完全不一样？I
said why are you so different when you were at work different from when you're at home?
我们很多时候我们在外面，很多时候我决定不说我们是故意装出来，但是很多时候我们真的是。 隐藏,
I would not say that we deliberately do it, but as many times we just hide our things.
很多时候我们在家里面,我们就觉得这是我的家,
so when we're at home, say, this is my home, I do not to hide myself. So it's easy for us to do those things.
禁食也是一个很容易假冒为善的事情。
So for Jesus, fasting is also can be very easily make us a hypocrite.
所以我们现在来看，主耶稣在许多的事情上，对不对？他有许许多多关于金钱的事情，他特别提出禁食这件事情来。So
now there are many things he considered godly. Now he singled out fasting as one.
他有他的意思.
There is his meaning.
在旧约中，我们也可以看到有几个禁食的例子。
We know there are several examples of fasting in the Old Testament.
那么在我们看见约拿当他在尼尼微传道的时候，那么尼尼微王听见的时候，他就宣告所有的人，他们必须要禁食。
So we know when Jonah was in Nineveh, when he was preaching, and the king of Nineveh asked all the people to fast.
另外，我们也看见尼希米也禁食。
We know that Nehemiah also fasted.
Daniel
also fasted. Because they sensed the need for it.
那么在新约里面呢,
in the New Testament, we can also see fasting.
在新约里面，禁食让我们看见是表示一个人他心里面真的是很悲伤。
So in New Testament, when we fast, it means we are contrived and we are sad.
也让我们看见一个人他真的是表示他很专心的，他希望能够专心的祷告。
It also tells us we are focusing our efforts deliberately.
他也让我们看见，他让表示我们应该去行善。
He let us know that we need to do good.
去救济穷苦的人。
To help the poor.
还有一个就是让我们看见这些人禁食的时候，教会禁食的时候，他们是为了寻求神的心意。
And also when the church fasts, they're seeking God's will.
除了这些之外，我们回到马太福音这个关于禁食的事情，我们从上下文来看。
So now we go back to Matthew, we look at the fasting in the context.
因为前面呢，他就讲到说，教导我们怎么祷告。
Before that, he teaches how to pray.
然后后面他就告诉我们，我们应该积财宝在天上。
And then he taught us to lay up treasure in heaven.
那么让我们想起来《生命记》第八章，我们看一下哈，《生命记》第八章。
So let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
第八章11节12到12节。
Verses 11-12.
Chapter 8, verse 11-12. 且进去得耶和华向你们列祖启示所应许的那地，然后他就告诉他们，这在第二节哈，他说你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这40年，是要苦练你试验你，要知道你内心如何，肯守他的诫命不肯，他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛纳赐给你吃，使你知道人活着。 不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。然后我们一起来念11节到12节。
We'll read the verses 11 and 12 together.
你要谨慎，不守他的诫命、典章、律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的，恐怕你吃得饱足，建造美好的房屋居住，你的牛羊增，你的金银增添，并你所有的全都加增，你就心高气傲，忘记耶和华你的神，就是将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的。我们从这里。 可以看见神，有时候我们在想，哇，神好像故意让他们饥饿。我们从圣经上面看，以色列人抱怨这个玛纳，说实话，大概也没什么好吃的。So
we read here, we think sometimes we may think God wants them to be hungry, and we remember the Israelites was getting manna, but that was not tasting too good either.
我自己在想啊，这个玛纳。 你知道要喂饱60万人。So
this manna has to feed 60,000 people.
一定是要神迹。So
this is a miracle for 600,000 people.
因为要供应他们在旷野里面活这么长的时间。So
let them live in wilderness for so long.
不过我们看见他在第八章的时候，他就提到饥饿，还有跟这个。
In chapter 8, it mentions hunger and being full.
他提到当时神供应他们玛纳，其实是提醒他们每天都是神所供应的。So
it says every day when they have a manna, it reminds them everything was supplied by God.
就好像我们看见马太福音前面主教导我们的祷告，他说我们日用的饮食。
Just like in Matthew, when we teach us how to pray, that our daily bread, every day, is given by God. So to fast, it reminds us we do not live on food alone. But according to all the words that proceed from the mouth of God.
生命记里面看到神提醒他们，他说：“你如果你们不这样子做的话， 你们当你们吃得饱足，建造美好的房屋居住，你的牛羊加多，你的金银增添，并你所有的全都加增，你就心高气傲。
So here it says, when you are full, your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and gold multiply, and all that you have multiplies, then your heart becomes proud, and you forget the Lord, your God.
禁食提醒我们在灵里面有需要。
Fasting reminds us our spiritual needs.
它会让我们看见我们灵里面是非常非常贫穷的。
It also teaches us, tells us we are very poor spiritually.
因为摩西在这么多年前他就把这件事情提出来了。
Because Moses brought this up many years ago.
我们现在什么东西都有，对不对？
Now we have everything, right?
我们吃的也饱足。
We are full.
我们建造美好的房屋。
We have good houses to live.
我们的牛羊加多，当然可能我们没有牛羊，不过我们有什么diversified的这些投资的东西。
So we have multiplied our investments.
那么金银增添。
So that we increase silver and gold.
所以我们很多时候真的是有很多弟兄姐妹就问我，为什么我还要祷告？
So sometimes the brother and sister ask me, why do I have to pray?
因为所有的事情都是我们做的。
Because all the things that we did it.
需要金钱也是我们拿出来的。
When we need money, we brought it out.
需要这些东西都是我们拿出来的。
Whatever we need, we brought it out.
我们忘记了，你知道，我们所有的东西都是他赐给我们的。
We forgot. Actually, everything we have are given to us by God.
难怪我们做了很多事情都没有看得见神的祝福。
No wonder we did many things we couldn't see the blessing of God.
因为我们心高气傲。
Because we are proud in our hearts.
在当时，以色列人他们进食，让他们神。 不是说控制他们，就是让他们能够吃饱，但是呢，却不能够像他们在埃及那个样子，为的是要让他们很清楚的知道是神带领他们。So
God wanted them not to be too full like when they were back in Egypt, just to remind them they're going to need to depend on God.
所以我们现在进食，不只是为了我们希望有人生病可以得医治。
When we fast now, not because we want, just because we want people to be healed. Not because we're seeking ability.
所以真言里面告诉我们，他说假冒为善啊，就是亵慢神。
So in the Proverbs, if that we are hypocrites, we blaspheme God.
因为他是这样讲，他说心高气傲的，就是亵慢。
So when we are haughty and proud, that is blasphemy.
他行事狂妄，都是出于骄傲。
And all those who are arrogant are out of pride.
换句话讲，一个假冒为善的人，他是不把神放在眼里面的。
So in other words, a hypocrite do not have God in his mind.
他是不把神放在第一位的。
He does not put God in the high priority.
他自己放在第一位。
He puts himself first.
假冒为善的人是欺哄神的。
So the hypocrites deceiving God.
我们看《使徒行传》第五章那边，亚拿尼亚和他的太太，他们一起欺哄神。
So we see in Acts chapter 5 where Ananias and his wife Sapphira.
他们以为神不知道。
They didn't think God would know.
彼得告诉他们，他们是同心的试探主的灵。
So the Peter told them they were together testing the spirit. They were not deceiving man, but they are deceiving God. And also the hypocrite thinks they are bigger than God. And the hypocrites focus on their own fame.
多过看重神的名声。
More than the fame of God.
所以他说他们故意叫人看见。
Therefore, they deliberately let people see
it.
Because they want to receive reward from men. So the hypocrites are fearful of men, not God. And they do not revere God.
一个看重自己名声的人,
for a person who focuses on his own fame,
当他的名声受到侵害的时候,
when his fame is being assaulted,
他会很生气,
he will be very angry.
他会为他自己辩护,
he will defend himself.
他会跟人家争论,
he will argue with people.
但是如果一个人他看重神的名声超过他自己名声的时候,
but if a person who thinks God's fame much greater than his own,
当他的名声受到侵害的时候,
when he's being assaulted,
换句话讲就是神的名声受到侵害的时候,
in other words, when God's name was assaulted,
他不会为这个名辩护,
he would not defend.
他不需要为神的名辩护,
he did not need to defend for God's name.
因为神是为了他自己的名引导我们,
because God lead us in his namesake.
他决定不会叫他的名受亏损,
he would not let his name fall short.
所以骄傲的人他一定要阻挡,
so he will stop the proud.
任何人侵犯神的名声,
anyone who offends God's reputation,
他一定要让他尝到那个后果,
he will let him receive the consequences.
So
we do not need to defend him. He will defend himself.
我们现在看一下彼得前书第三章第八节到十六节。
Now we go to 1 Peter
第三章第八节到第十六节,
Chapter 3, verses 8 to 16.
我们一起来念,
let's read this together.
第三章第八节到十六节, 我们一起来念。 总而言之,
to sum up,
你们都要同心, 彼此体恤, 相爱如弟兄, 存慈怜, 谦卑的心, 不以恶报恶, 以辱骂还辱骂, 倒要祝福, 因为你们是为此蒙召, 你们承受福气。 经上说, 人若爱生命, 愿享美福, 需要禁止舌头, 不出恶言, 不说诡诈的话, 也要离恶行善, 寻求和睦, 一心追赶, 因为主的眼, 看顾义人, 主的耳, 听他们的祈祷, 唯有行恶的人, 主向他们变脸, 你们若是热心行善, 有谁害你们呢? 你们就是, 还没有念完, 不要怕人的威吓, 也不要惊慌, 只要心里尊主基督为圣, 有人问你们心中盼望的缘由, 就要常做准备, 以温柔敬畏的心回答个人, 存着无愧的良心, 叫你们在何事上被毁谤, 就在何事上可以叫那诬赖你们的, 在基督里有好品性的人, 自觉羞愧, 看到没有? 主会 take care 他自己的名声。
So you can see that God will take care of his own.
他说因为主的眼看顾一人, 主的耳, 寻听他们的祈祷, 唯有行恶的人, 主向他们变脸。
So because he hears his, their prayers and he watches their deeds, only those who commit the evil, God will.
还要我们心里面尊主基督为圣。
If we exalt Jesus,
我们不要怕别人会攻击我们。
We do not have to be afraid of people will.
告诉我们不要以恶报恶。
Do not pay evil for evil.
不要以辱骂还辱骂。
Do not repay curse for curse.
你知道当一个人当他在人的面前, 当他不为他自己的名声辩护的时候, 他自己反而会查验他自己。
So if someone who do not defend his own reputation, he will examine himself.
为什么? 因为他知道这是主的名声。
Because he knows that this is the reputation of the Lord.
接下去我们要讨论的就是得天父的赏赐。
So the second way to consider how to receive a reward from Father.
到底得天父的赏赐是什么意思？
What does it mean by receiving reward from the Father?
就是我们今天在这个世界上啊，我做了这些事情，然后他就在这个世界上报答我，有这个有那个，是不是？
Is that if I have done these things in this world, he will give me things?
我们看看他前后文，看看能不能给我们一些一些 hint， 让我们能够看见。
So let's look at the context, see if there were any hints for this.
第六章，我们回到第六章哈。
We go back to Matthew 6.
他叫人祷告。
He teaches us to pray.
他说，所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上。
So, and when you pray that you are not to be like the hypocrite, but you will say, Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这里能不能让我们看见到底积财宝在天上是什么意思呢？
Does this tell us the meaning of laid up treasure in heaven?
我们再看后文，再看后文。
Let's see the, what's come following.
第十九节，他说不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能够朽坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏，也不能没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
So do not lay up yourselves treasure upon earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys.
所以主在这里讲。积财宝得赏赐，决定不是指地上的这些事情。
So obviously Jesus is not talking about the earthly things as a treasure，
而是指的天上的事。
Regarding heavenly things，
我们看一下彼得前书第一章第一节到第七节。
Let's go back to 1 Peter chapter 1。
彼得前书第一章第一节到第七节，我们一起来念。
Verses 1 to 7。
我们一起来念。愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。在这里他让我们看见，第一个是在 第七节，他说基督耶稣显现，耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
So in verse 7 it says that when the revelation of Jesus Christ that we may be receiving praise and glory and honor.
然后我们看第五节的时候，他就说在必能得到所预备在末世要显现的救恩。
So in verse 5 that we shall receive power of God through faith for the ready to be revealed in the last time.
然后第四节他说可以得到为你们存留在天上的基业。
And verse 4, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable in heaven.
所以弟兄姐妹，神的报偿是什么？
So what is reward from God?
不是这个世界上的。
It's not what's on this world.
那么在天上是什么呢？
What is things in heaven?
我们常常很多时候用我们世界上的想法来想天堂是怎么样子。
We often use our worldly knowledge to think what's like in heaven.
我们就想说天堂，所以曾经有人真的是告诉我，他说他说信了主耶稣啊，他说你们去坐在前面好了，我坐在后面就行了。
Someone will tell me that after I have believed in Jesus Christ, you can sit in the front, I'll just sit in the back.
天堂的时候你们坐在前面，我坐在后面。
Because in heaven, you'll be sitting in front, I'll be sitting at the back.
他说我只要进去就行了。
Only I can, if I can just only enter, that be fine.
所以他就把天堂想成像一个教堂一样。
So he think about heaven is like a church.
所以有好多一排一排的椅子。
So there are many pews.
所以坐在曾经在地上做长老的，全部坐在前一排。
For those elders who will be sitting in the front.
曾经做过宣教士的，曾经做过牧师的，全部坐在第一排。
All the pastors and missionaries will be set at the front.
然后接下去就是那些曾经奉献很多的，坐在第二排。
And then those who made the offer more set on the second row.
这个是我们世界上的想法。
This is the worldly thinking.
天堂不是这个样子的。
Heaven is not like that.
也有很多人说，哎呀，将来到了天堂，哇，还要一天一天过，真的是很累啊。
Some people think, wow, when we get to heaven, we have to still do every day. That's going to be very tiring.
说到了天堂，就是成天在那边唱诗、歌颂、赞美神。
Some think when we get to heaven, every day we just sing praises to God.
他想想，我在地上每天唱诗都很累了。
He thinks I'm very tired of singing praises every day.
到了天堂还要这样子一天一天唱诗，那真的是很累啊。
Then I have to sing praises in heaven. That's too tired.
地上的东西想成天堂是什么样？
This is how we think about worldly things as heaven.
天堂不是这个样子的。
Heaven is not like this.
我们刚才看见，我们要得的是什么样的奖赏？
We just saw what kind of inheritance we're going to receive.
就是主耶稣他显现的时候，我们得着称赞、荣耀和尊贵。
So when Jesus revealed himself, we'll receive the praises and the honor and respect.
最后我们读一篇诗篇，在诗篇第73篇，我们从23节念到26节。
Now we go to Psalm 73.
诗篇七十三篇二十三节到二十六节。
Psalm 73。
我们一起来读哈，七十三篇，我们从二十三节念到二十六节。
Verses 23 to 26。
哦，我先把前面哈，二十二节我觉得很好，他说我这样愚昧无知，在你面前如畜类一般。我自己看到那边是，我就想，很多时候我们真的是就是像畜类一般，我们真的是不知道神在讲什么事情。
Verse 22 is very good. He says, Then I was senseless and ignorant. I was like a beast before thee. We are truly like that in front of God. We really don't know anything.
那是我们一起读23节到26节。
Let's read from 23 to 26.
他说然而我常与你同在，你攀着我的右手，我要以你的信言引导我，以后必接我到荣耀里。除你以外在天上我有谁呢？除你以外在地上我也没有爱慕的。我的肉体和我的心肠会衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。你们主耶稣说的天父的赏赐是什么呢？
So brothers and sisters, what is the reward from the Father as Jesus told us?
其实就是主耶稣他自己。
That is Jesus himself.
不管是在地上或在天上都是他自己。
Whether on earth or in heaven, that's himself.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你自己把你的话语赐给我们。
We thank you for giving us your own words.
感谢你能够吸引我们。
And thank you for attracting us.
让我们的眼目能够被你所吸住。
So that all our faces shall be attracted to you.
让我们的焦距都是在你的身上。
So we present ourselves in, on you only.
让我们真的是像诗人所说的。
Just like what the Psalm said.
除你以外在天上我还有谁呢？
Other than you, who do I have in heaven?
除你以外在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
Other than you, there's nothing I love on earth.
愿你自己的名被高举。
May your name be upheld.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.